Hello.
Hello, Moto. This is John over at Local Splash, sir.
How are you? All right. I have a time now.
All right. Perfect. I'm glad. So, Moto, after researching and everything, having everything on paper as well, is this something, do you have any questions for me before we even get started there?
Well, did you send in an email?
I did, yes, sir.
I saw your text, and just a moment. Hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on.
You're okay. Or actually, I don't have an email saved in here, though, so I want to make sure it's still sent. Hold on. Moto, as far as the email, let me make sure, because I don't have an email saved on file here. Hello? Hello, Moto.
Hi, John.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah, okay. I can hear you. I don't see you sent to the finding of version.
Let me, because it didn't save on the account for me. Let me send you another one. What's the email?
Find Reno Edge at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Yeah, I didn't save, so I want to make sure I have Fine Reno H. So, it's not sure. That's probably why it bounced back to me. Hold on. Okay. FINERENOH at gmail.com?
No. H, not H. Edge. E-D-G-E.
Eight. Oh, Edge. Okay, just like the business name. Okay,
that's probably why.
Yes, sir. I sent it to... Okay, that's my fault, sir. Let me go ahead and resend this one here for you. Okay. Go. 249. Okay, sir, so I'm sending it right now. Let me know you got it.
All right.
that come through for you?
No.
It should come from jso@relevant.com.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, beautiful.
John Sill, hold on, okay.
Yes, sir, half Korean, so SEO.
That's right, okay.
Okay.
Mr. Sill.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you sure? Are you Korean?
I'm Korean, Puerto Rican, Italian, and Japanese.
Oh my God, very good. What's
that? Is it?
Those are best. And then somehow. Just bear with me. Hold on. Okay.
That's okay. Yes, sir. Take your time. That's what we're here for.
Was there and he was disappeared. Why? Oh, yes, I am. Okay.
And Moto, everything as promised, you know. I wanted to make sure you see everything that was on paper. You got your Facebook ad.
Yeah, you're
reading through it? Okay, beautiful.
Yeah, I have it. Let me see.
Okay.
Okay, pricing $249.
Yes,
first page. Exclusive local listing. Okay. Facebook ad. Movie perform. Well, actually, 10 categories. Let me see. Okay, I have it. Okay, now.
If you have questions, Moto, ask away. That's what I'm here for.
Let me see. Cool. Okay. As you listed, yeah, I understand.
Okay.
My question, all those categories you have, 10 items here as I see it. Now, pricing and first page and so on and so forth. Now, determine realistically, now, this only work, not only this work when someone put their request on the Google. Or if I want to do the teaching innovation, and go to the Google and open up teaching the innovation, then my name, other name comes, right? And the property owner will call because he will see the list of the
yes, sir.
People, right? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, there is the many, not only myself, Mr. Smith, and I'm sure there are the many, many people is there, and up to client, the squirrel, which one is, you know, they have to see, make an appointment to discuss, you know, how much and so on, so for the given project. Right.
Okay.
So,
yeah. So once we work with you, sir, we don't work with anyone else. So on Google, you'll be on that first page of Google, And what we want to make sure, though, is that you're showing on the first page for all the services that you provide. So if you do kitchen remodeling, additions, anything of that nature, you let me know so I can put those words there. So you're constantly being found. Okay. Now, the calls will come directly to you, not through a third party, not through anybody else. Okay. So you get to talk to them directly. Yes, sir. And it's that rate does not change. You could take as many calls, as many jobs as you want, and you'll be able to track everything. So you'll be able to see where the customers are calling from live. And if you miss a phone call, you can call them right back. There's no additional charges.
No, I understand.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So now when they hit you said the first page, search result, that means not only company name, but you would describe what I do or, you know, other people do, so that the description of the kitchen, said the kitchen, that, you know, I just, how the abstract, how you they create your site, first page, just the name and address and whatever we can do. How does it work?
Yes, sir. So we'll put the, however tailored to you, right? So if you want to put your address, you want to put your phone number, a link to your website, we can do all of that. Yes, sir. If you don't want to, if you want to exclude your, let's say for an example, if you don't want to put your address on there, we can make sure it's not shown on there. That's perfectly fine. So, yeah.
No, I don't mind putting address. No. I understand the whole thing, but I would like to see if I were looking for somebody, I go to the, you know, the Google, and then if I place the kitchen renovation on Google, then something come up, your operation will come on, right? Your name may not be like a local splash, whatever, but that what, so I can see the what other, let's say Mr. Smith, who does it, general contractor, and he will be on your, the organization, I mean, a part of business partner, probably. So I can see that the same thing, right? If I open up.
Yes, sir. So when we work with you, so let's say if I'm a new customer, right? I type in kitchen renovation or kitchen remodeling, anything like that.
Right.
As soon as I do that on Google or any of those directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, even Chambers of Commerce, literally all these directories, when they do that, your business will pop up on that very first page of Google. Now, there's only a handful of companies that are there, but once you're there, 90% of the revenue is being capitalized by the companies on that first page. So we want to make sure you're up on that first page. Now, when they see you, they'll see your business name, they'll see your reviews, they'll see a phone number, they can click on the link to see more pictures for your website, things like that, sir. Yeah.
I see. Very well. Okay. So those things are, you create, I create, and send it to you. Is that what it is?
We will create it for you. Do you have a website currently, Moto?
No, I do not have a website.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and make sure we throw in a website completely included. Okay? No additional fees
now,
for that.
Okay. Yeah. Now, the website, in order to make website, all the information as well as digital, the things, photograph of what I have done it before.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you, that what you're going to upload?
Yes, sir. Yeah. If you would like to add pictures, videos even, or even testimonials from your customers, you let us know. We'll put it there for you.
I see.
Yes, sir.
I see. Okay. Well, anyway, sounds good. So,
okay.
What do you, you know, when I initiate, the, how does it work?
Okay, so today what we'll do is go over just a few information, right? I want to make sure we have all the information correct, so that way when you're shown on Google, there's no confusion for customers. Okay, that's the worst thing to have, right? So we want to make sure the opportunities are there for you. So Moto, is it just M-O-T-O for the first name? Okay.
Right.
And Moto, how do you spell your last name, sir?
T for Thomas, S-U-G-I-Y-A-M-A.
Sugiyama? Did I pronounce that correctly, sir?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Love it. And is this the best phone number for us to reach you, the ending with the 6355?
That's right.
For your customers, do you want them to call the same number or a different number?
Well, same number.
Okay, perfect. And then for the business name, I have Fine Renovation Edge. Is there an LLC or anything like that?
Well, that's no, just the Fine Renovation Edge.
Okay, that's okay. And I have the business address is 45-43 40th Street, Queens, New York, 11104. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, in Queens, actually, Sunnyside is the common name.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Queens.
They changed it, yeah. Okay, yes, sir. So what I'm going to do is secure a position for you to talk with our technicians. I highly suggest to talk to them as soon as possible, so that way they can develop your website. They'll go over everything we go over today to confirm everything, make sure we didn't miss anything, okay? We do ask for...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, before
we go, I do like to have your service not this month, March.
Oh, in March. Okay,
yeah.
So
because
to get things... Oh, go ahead, yeah.
I have two projects to finish. So whenever people want me, I cannot accommodate. So therefore, no use to have I don't want anybody to call me this month. But
got it.
March will be, pacing. See what, how many response. So depend on that. I cannot handle two,
more
three
business right now.
At the,
yes, sir.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so I'm glad you mentioned that. So this will be perfect timing because if you start today, it takes to get on that first page of Google, our average is 30 to 45 days. So that works perfect timing right at the beginning of March there for this to be at full throttle for it to work properly for you. So right now, through this month, we're going to work the back end. You keep doing what you're doing. We'll go ahead and make sure everything's aligned, make sure your website's completed. We'll get the website done within the first 7 to 14 days, okay? But as far as your tracking system, directories, we want to get that done quickly. We'll get that done within the first 5 to 7 days. Google will send a letter to you in the mail to make sure to verify you have a real business and have you're a real person, right? So this does take time for it to move forward. So if you want to make sure that your phone is ringing by March, this is perfect timing to start today. If you start in March, it'll be bad timing because then it won't start happening until April.
April?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, sir. So, Moto, would you like to go ahead and proceed?
Yeah, I think so. No.
Okay.
objectively, now, let's say, you were dealing with me, but from your experience,
yes, sir.
How many hits I will have?
So I can't tell you how many are going to give you a call, right? Because I don't want to make false promises, Moto. I'm very honest.
No, you
I'm
don't
a very
have
honest
problem.
Man.
No, yeah. I understand that.
What I can do, though, is I can look up, because I believe last time I looked in your area, you had, here, let me do this right now. I'll put home additions. Or actually, I'll just put remodeling, okay?
Right.
Remodeling near, let's see, Queens, New York. Okay, so I'm putting it into our systems here.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, it's a lot, actually. So just for remodeling, I put in near Queens. Okay, in the last 30 days, you have over 1,200 searches done. That's
really?
A lot. Yes, sir. So that's just for the word remodeling. Now, if I add kitchen, I don't know if you do bathrooms. I don't know. You know, we'll go over that. But that's a lot. And we want to make sure those are all opportunities, right? Now, can I promise that they're all going to call you? No, I can't promise that. What I can say is if your name is out there, sir, then the more likelihood of them actually calling you from that, definitely. Okay. So that's, yeah.
All right.
I know it'll work.
The category, the remodeling is that not only bathroom, the kitchen, always hand in hand. I mean, you know, I do the both, right?
Yes, sir.
So when you, they make a website, whatever, those, that you have to have two or three categories, right? What we do, because somebody hit for the kitchen remodeling, it's one thing. If somebody hit, the bathroom remodeling, that, how does it work?
Yes, sir. So when it comes to your website, our technicians will talk with you to develop it for you. But what I do know is you'll have five different tabs for customers to click. So you can have one tab saying, I don't know, kitchen remodeling and bathroom remodeling, right? The next tab can be contact, you know, how they can contact you. Next one could be pictures. Yeah, however you like. It's definitely, we're very flexible to make sure that it's tailored to you and your business. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. So in order to get that started for you, though, Moto, tomorrow, do you have 1 hour available to speak with our technician?
Okay. Yeah. I think, you know, it's better to have before noon.
Before noon?
Yeah, 11 to 12.
11?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay.
11,
what I'm going to do?
You could, I will open my time at 11.
Yes, sir. Okay, let me put in a request for them right now. So they're going to call you, sir, from an 877 number, okay? Make sure you save that number. It's not a spam call. It's our technician, and they're going to confirm everything with us, okay? Now, I'm going to send you an email right now with our to invite you and our technicians at the same time. That way, they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay?
All right. Very well.
Now, I just sent it now. Now remember, they're going to call from California, so they're going to call at 8 a.m. their time, but that's 11 a.m. your time, okay? Let me know once you got that. Yes, sir.
Okay, I have
and
a...
Soon,
yeah, I got
oh,
it.
You got it.
Yeah.
That was quick. Okay.
Very good. Time is an essence.
Yes, sir.
Let me see. No, this is the same thing. I'm looking at it. Oh, yes, right here.
And I'm going to get started on a few things here for you.
Anyway, I don't want to take your time, but...
No, take your time, sir. That's what I'm here for. Please.
No, I don't want to waste your time. Yeah, this one is... Okay, I have... when Friday, you know, the 3rd, it's okay, that's appointment, call 11 to 12. Okay. Guess just,
yep.
All right, fine. Thank you very much. That's good.
Okay.
Okay,
and
I got
then,
it. Yep.
Beautiful, sir. So that should come to me in just a second. As soon as you hit yes or accept on there, it'll show on my side here. And then for me, I need to fill a few things out for them. So for your hours of operation.
Yes?
Yes, sir. You should hit yes. You got it.
Okay. Then it said, let me see. Alright, let's user's name, user.com, learn more. So now, should I enter anything over the first screen?
On that screen, on that email, it's just gonna,
yeah.
It says yes, no, or maybe, right?
Yeah, yes, I said yes, and then they gave me another. Well,
okay.
The email email address is showing it, and
okay,
with a key, 29 Boulevard. That is your contact, right? I mean, my contact to be from a website. It said other username for google.com.
Well, no, don't use any other username. We're just using same one. No changes, yeah. Okay.
So I just go to next.
Mm.
Oh, no, it's, let's see. Not your computer. User provide browsing window sign in. That said, learn more. Just simply I hit the next.
From the email that I sent you, it shouldn't say next or anything like that. It should say accept or yes. It shouldn't have anything else though.
Well, I put the yes. I hit the yes.
Oh.
Then they gave me a sign in. To continue.
Oh, maybe your email's not signed in yet, sir. That could be the reason.
Oh. But tell me, what should I be doing?
I'd say leave it alone, sir. You're okay.
All right. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay. The next part here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'll walk you through. Don't worry, Moto. I got you. For the next part here, how do you want to be found on Google for your hours of operation? Monday through Friday? 24/7, what would you like to say?
Well, I mean, you know, that's the I would like to, you know, offer, I mean, not 24 hours, but Monday through Friday would
okay.
be, I don't know what is the proper to, in this thing that you have experienced, on behalf of client like me, you can, you know, all those things, people said, oh, just like, you know, the 7 days, 24 hours, that sort of, you know, mentioning, it's always used as business, you know, stereotype of the statement, right? But you do know that how the discipline one's wording, you know, it sounds like, you know, I don't want to sound like, you know, 24-hour service, which I'm not.
Right.
So.
Right.
But I don't want to sound like very stiff. Oh my God, this guy is just only work this time to that time. You know, those things. You use your discretion to educate person like me. So.
Sure. So what I would suggest then, sir, is probably, I mean, the normal hours, maybe Monday through Friday, something like 8 to 5, 8 to 6, but then put 24/7 emergency only. That's what I would
put. Yeah. Okay. There you go. There you have all the scenario in your hand.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So you even, you know, I go for the professional hands, and I have some ideas that not always work.
You're okay, sir. And so for the customers, when they contact you on this phone number, do you want them to also text you or just call you or email or all three?
All three.
Okay, perfect. And then how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, PayPal, credit card? How would you like to accept card?
No, I think a check or, you know, check or credit card.
Okay. Cash too, obviously, right, sir?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, perfect. And then for the keywords, I have, you do residential and commercial, correct?
That's right, yep.
Okay. I have room additions, remodeling, kitchen renovation, bathroom remodeling, kitchen remodeling. Is there anything else that I'm missing, sir?
Well, kitchen, bathroom, flooring.
Flooring, okay.
And painting, anything to do with interior renovation.
Okay, interior. Okay, I'll make sure I put interior painting as well. Renovation. How? Okay, sir, I just put in all of those for right now. Now, do you have a Facebook page right now or no? Because we're going to develop one for you if not.
No, I don't have anything as you speak of because I wasn't needed. Facebook, if you are beneficial, but I mean, you know, I don't want to get bombarded every day, 100 email, things like that. But you know the best, right?
Yes, sir.
Your experience is a seasoned man.
Well, Moto, let me ask you this then, because when it comes to Facebook business page, we do everything to drive the traffic to you, but it's up to you to, when the customers reach out to you, if it's through Facebook, if they reach out to you, you have to reach out back to them. So if you're not able to do that, then I wouldn't do Facebook. I would rather just do everything else. So that way you're always being able to talk to your customers. Yeah. The last thing you want is a customer calling to you and you never be able to reach them, right? So, but you let me know, sir. This is included for your package. If you want it, it's there. But completely up to you.
You were saying a Facebook site?
Yes, sir. Did you want the Facebook business page or no?
Oh, well, if it's beneficial, I would like to, but, again.
Okay.
That is something outside of a 245.
No, it's the same price, sir. I promise you. Yes, sir. How about this?
Well,
I'll put it in for you.
Okay.
And they will, when our techs talk to you tomorrow, they're going to help develop a business page for you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
If it works really well for you, keep it. Mm-hmm. Use it. It's free. Well, not free. It's included. If it doesn't work well for you, you can just leave it alone. Completely up to you. Okay. There's no charges for that. Okay. I'll let them know that you're going to need help to develop one tomorrow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
Facebook. Let's see. Okay. And I have it all here. Let me send it to them today, right now.
Okay.
Okay. And also, so the next two parts we're going to do today, Moto, is obviously we do payment. But before we do payment, I need to make sure that everything's recorded, like I promised, okay? I keep to my word here. So I want to make sure that the pricing does not change, okay? So if anyone calls asking for more money from Local Splash, that's not us, okay? Make sure you hang up right away. Yes, sir, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and ask you a few questions. It's going to be recorded. Just make sure to answer as clear as possible. And then if you have questions for me, please let me know and I'll go ahead and answer at any time. Okay?
All right. Okay.
Okay, sir. Here we go. I'm going to get started. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, Please state the name of your business.
Fine Renovation Edge.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Motokazu Sugiyama.
Thank you, sir. And you're the owner, correct, sir?
Yes. Owner.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. And of course, you're authorized to enter on the agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you're authorized to enter, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So, Moto, I'm going to stop right there for just a second. Yep. We're going to set up a security question, so that way, an answer. That way, when we call in, we're not giving your information out to anybody. We want to make sure we'll ask you a security question, and then you would answer, and then that way we can go ahead and talk further, okay?
Okay, very good.
Okay, we'll set that up. So just a second here. So I'm going to continue. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 2nd, in a non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the second of every month in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Right, I understand.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, so let's set up your security question here. You can choose any of these 3. Just make sure you remember the answer you have, okay?
Yeah.
We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
All right. The 3, you asked me 3 questions. 1 is mother's maiden name, you said.
Yes, you could choose any one of these. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I see. Okay, the where I was born in Japan, Hiroshima.
Hiroshima. Hiroshima, get out of here.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
really?
That's right. Get out of here.
No way. All right, that's awesome, sir.
Yeah.
My grandfather actually graduated from the University of Tokyo.
Or so. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, sir. Yeah, he had to speak fluent Japanese. Very harsh times.
that's very admirable. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's very difficult to get in there.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So, Moto, we're going to go ahead and for the card that we'll be using today, is it just Moto Sugiyama or is there a middle initial on the card?
No, card is... The company.
Oh, company card name. Okay.
Business
name. Fine Renovation Edge, correct?
Is also, I am, authorized. So, that's
okay.
Both way. But the account is as a business.
That's
with,
okay. Yes, sir. Perfect. Okay.
Capital One is the bank that I do with.
Okay. And is it a Master then? MasterCard or Visa?
MasterCard.
Okay. So, Moto, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I am ready for the number when you're ready, sir.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hi, John.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Okay. I'm sorry, keeping late. All right. What do you like to know?
Just for the card number, sir.
Oh, card number. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
54801221 0250 0402.
Thank you, sir. And the expiration date?
10/26.
Okay. And there should be a security code as well, sir.
Right. It's in the back. Hold on. Two two eight.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, 228. Right. Perfect. Right.
Okay, so hold on. Okay. And so before I make any process of the payment, I want to make sure that this pricing does not change for you. Okay, sir? So I'm going to refresh really quick.
Right. Now, this payment should cover, as you said, you need a preparation, but I am responsible for this month.
Correct. Yes, sir. So for this month, the preparation and everything is going to be developing. You have your website as well that's going to be developing with you actually beginning tomorrow. Today, they're getting started for your keywords, so that way it can be up and operational before March, as much as possible to hit right at March time frame for you. Because I remember you mentioning you don't want it to
be too much this February. This is a preparation period, right? They, as I request, beginning the as a big the business activity should start in March. Now, you are saying because you prepare, you will charge for the preparation. That's what it is.
Correct.
Right?
Yes, sir.
If you charge now.
Yes, sir.
February.
Yes, sir. The good news, though, is that even when it does begin, far as all calls coming to you, the pricing still does not change. So as many jobs as you take does not change whatsoever, sir. Okay? So anytime anybody gives you a call or how many jobs you take on, still, it'll only be on the, say it's the second. So every month on the second would be $249.
Yeah, that's what when can I cancel?
So anytime cancellation, you can cancel anytime, right? Mm. We do ask for 2 month verbal agreement.
I'm not anticipating cancellation, but
right, me either. I hope not, sir.
Sometime, you know, yes, nobody calls and then I have to still pay for the, you know, empty place. That's not,
I understand.
Well,
yes,
see,
sir.
You
so,
have to, one have to try, I guess. Yeah.
True. Well, Moto, so when it comes down to any time, let's say you needed to part ways in the future, if for whatever reason, I'm going to give you the phone number. It's an 877 number. That way, as long as you call 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due, that way you're not getting charged for it. There's no cancellation fees either. Okay? There's no hidden fees anywhere. Okay.
Okay. Now, what number should call if I have any problem?
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Well, yeah, I know. But all those things are, you can email me so I can keep it.
Okay.
Or, you know, in regards to your account, and I would know rules.
Yes, sir.
And my right and all that.
Oh, actually, I'm going to send that to you right now. So I'm going to, when I process this payment, I'm going to stay on the phone with you, okay? And
right,
you're going to get the invoice and the text
right
message, both. And I'll walk you through to see the breakdown. Okay, sir?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for $249. Give me 2 seconds. I want to make sure that you see this as well. So that way you see the invoice. Oh, actually, mismatch. The billing address to the card. Is it a different address? I have 45, 43, 43.
Okay, no. That's, yeah, I understand. This account is now the, used to be, as you said, 45, but moved to address 186 West 80 Street. And New York 10024.
110024?
No. Zip coded 124.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay, thank you, sir. New York. Okay. Let me update that. Okay. And then let's try that again. Refresh. There we go. Okay, so I'm going to make sure you should receive a text message and an email. You're going to get both of those, okay?
Okay, good.
Let me know as soon as that goes, whichever one comes to you first, let me know. Make sure everything's here is good on my side for you.
Let's see, have the music first. What? This is not from you, I guess. No, you're not sending me any email, right?
Email and also text message. So I'm sending you both.
Right now?
I just did, yes, sir. It should say invoice.
All right. Yeah, I have it there. Right.
Okay. So, which one came to you, email or the text message?
Well, I'm looking at the email.
Okay.
Some junk came in. So, okay. Hold on. Yeah, local splash. Welcome to the local splash. 7 days. Okay. So simply I just print out and keep to my file, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, sir. But here, hold on. There's one little piece we need to do really quick here for you.
Yeah.
It should say somewhere to click here to accept terms or terms or conditions. Do you see anything like that, sir?
Terms and condition, there is two email from you. One is, okay, for the, well, same thing. All right, two emails. One is, thank you for choosing Local Splash. The other one is, welcome to Local Splash. That means you receive your login credential within 7 days. That's what they say. Two different sites.
I want to make sure, did you receive a text message as well?
I don't know. I have to go to the text. What different?
It's easier. So on the email, the one that you need to look at is, it will say invoice, and it will be in that email.
No, there is no invoice mentioned.
No invoice yet? Okay.
But, regardless, email and text is the same, right?
No, sir. So email is from your computer? Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Email is for your computer. Text message will be to your phone, your cell phone.
No, I know that, but the content.
Yeah. The content, right, yeah, it'll be a little bit different. So from the text message, there's a way you can look at it the same way, so that way you can see both are identical. I just wanted to make sure, that's why.
Well, you mentioned that invoice, there's no indication as the invoice.
Right. That's what I'm trying to make sure you have before I let you go. I want to make sure you have all
my
down
paper. I don't have an invoice, okay. No.
Nothing, huh? Okay, so give me a second here. Maybe refresh, hold on. Okay, I'm sending it right now, sir.
Okay.
Let me make sure you have it.
Oh, okay. You said, hello, John?
Yes, sir.
Well, it says, you know, your invoice is located below, and it says,
oh,
click here. That's the one, right?
That one. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Then I have it. You don't have to do anything. You see.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and click that for me. Okay.
Yeah, I did in the service, Google Business Profile, optimization, directory submission, and so on and so forth. $149 and $100 Facebook ad, local bundle, $149. Yeah, okay, I have it.
Okay, if you scroll down a little bit lower, Moto, there's a spot where you need a. There's a yes, but above that, right above that though, sir, there's a little box. You can check it off. You have to click it.
It's let me see. Before signature.
Yes, sir.
So there is a localspark.com terms and conditions. That's place I should open.
Yeah, so let's go ahead. Let's try this. Go ahead and click to sign, and it will be the same way I spelled the name. I hope I spelled everything correctly here for you.
Let me see. Hold on. Mm-hmm. You know, funny, I don't see anything, information. No, I open up, I don't see any information regarding me.
Oh, no, that's okay. This is just for the signature, to accept for everything we spoke about. And it's all on paper for you. Yes, sir. That's why.
So that's it. Let me see. Hold on. No, I pressed that doesn't come on. Right now I have, okay, it's a sign, that's the place I should go to.
Yes, sir. If you click it right underneath there, that's where you can type it in your first and last name, sir.
Okay. I enter my name, and it said confirm signature, so I just hit that.
You got it. Yes, sir.
Let's see. Please accept terms by checking off checkbox.
Oh, yeah, there's a little tiny box you have to click on it, sir.
Which is the box I have the date and I sign in my name and there's no box there.
There should be a box. Scroll upward a little bit. There should be right above that a little bit. The little tiny box.
The after signature?
Is it show after the signature? Not sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the, I the sign and I, the you know, entered my name.
Okay.
First and the
first
surname.
Name.
Then it says they confirm the signature. I have to press on that one, right?
That one too, yes, sir.
Yeah, above checkbox and what, I don't know. What.
Okay. Moto, right where the name is, move upward. Go up just a little bit above the name. There's a little box above it.
I know what you're saying. I certify that I am the authorized.
Yes, there it is.
I'm the signer. Okay, yeah. Okay.
And after you do that checkbox, then try type in the name.
Oh, it's, name is already.
Okay.
That's that the step was backwards. I have to cancellation refund. That's the place there I should check. I did. Then I should enter once more. Let me see. Go back zero position. Okay. Yep. Auto file.
If it works properly, it should take you to a different page.
Now you said that a little box is under the title of cancellation and refund. Then I then go to the name. Your name,
yes,
I enter name, and date is there. And then it said confirm the signature.
Yes, there we go.
I confirm the signature. It's still hand is showing, I don't know why.
Huh.
Oh,
what is
I see. Okay. User's name. And password.
Oh, yeah, you did it right. Hey, you got it. Okay, sir. So on this part here, when you talk to our technicians tomorrow, that's what they're going to go over with you to develop that, okay?
Well,
so they're
going to
walk you through. They're going to show you how you can track your calls, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir?
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's the username is my name, right?
No, not yet. They're going to make that with you tomorrow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So far, you know, are we complete?
We are complete. Yes, sir.
Okay.
どうもありがとうございました。
どういたしまして。はい、ありがとう。
Yes,
sir.
Yes,
sir. Tomorrow somebody is calling me, right?
Yes, sir.
I hope it works. We spend a lot of time.
I know.
And,
it will.
Okay. She has to give me the $249 worth of preparation.
Yes, sir. Right. So I want to make sure, I'm going to try to call in with them tomorrow. Okay, Moto?
Yeah.
I want to make sure that I introduce you.